When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sierra Welbrock here, just taking a moment before this special edition episode. I did a Facebook Live with Hillary Bilkus and Joy Hawk, and they joined me to talk about, this amazing product that I have come across, and all of you who have been a fan of the show know my journey with mold toxicity. For moving into a house that had been condemned for mold, and previous sellers had lied on the disclosure and put that there was no toxic mold history. I was the canary in the coal mine. So just had some rashes, a horrible rash that I'm still trying to get the last of it under control. But wow, has this been a missing puzzle piece for me. So if you'd like to learn more, reach out to me through the Facebook page, Facebook The Healing Place Podcast, and just send me a message through Messenger. If you are not on Facebook, you can send me an email at thehealingplacepodcast@gmail.com. So thehealingplacepodcast@gmail.com, and just let me know that you'd like some more information, and we'll connect. All right. Now for today's very, very, very informative, fascinating. If you're a fan of learning, tune in for this one. All right. Now for today's wonderful episode. A little PS before the episode. This was a Facebook Live that we had done, and so there were some technology freezes that happened. So there's a couple of parts where I think mostly me, my voice was sounding pretty funky. So just bear with it. The message still was coming through, and I didn't want to cut it out when I edited and get rid of it. So I just left it all in there. So a couple little frozen moments, but the beautiful message is still there. So, all right, now for today's episode. Hi, everybody. It's Terry Welbrock here with the Healing Place Podcast. It's been a while since, a hot minute since we've done a Facebook Live here on the Healing Place Podcast Facebook page. And last time was mid-pandemic when we did the self-care series, the pandemic self-care series, and garnered, gosh, over 100,000 views for 36 previous podcast guests who came back and joined me to talk about some self-care strategies. And today I'm super excited to have with me Hillary Bilkus and Joy Hawk. And so just to tell you who they are real quick, Hillary Bilkus, oh my gosh, you know, those instant soul sister connections happened with us. And so, so grateful to have her in my life. She is a healer and intuitive at Awakening Wellness, so, and so much more. That's just some titles we're going to throw, and magical. We're going to throw that out there. So Joy Hawk, I've recently met. And again, you know, you just meet those people and think, all right, this is such a great connection. And you just hit it off and just feel blessed to have her in my life as well. She is a holistic practitioner for over a decade and has worked, gosh, you said it to me. And then, you know, my brain went, ah. You worked for what, 5 years?
Ooh, in a functional medicine practice underneath a functional practitioner who has significant expertise.
Oh, wonderful. Very cool. So they are here to talk about, we're going to talk about some subjects that are very fascinating. For those of you who are fans of the show, you know I've been on quite a healing journey, gosh, my whole life, from the early childhood trauma part, but then into this mold toxicity and all that happened with my body. And some wonderful things have been happening with my journey. So again, I'm just thrilled they're here to share their stories and talk to us about, let's start with oxidative stress. Woo! So Joy, you said you wanted to maybe just explain it in some terms for us that isn't so sciencey.
I did. I feel like when everyone says oxidative stress, it's like Charlie Brown's teacher. Like, you know what I mean? I see my husband, his eyes glaze over. He's like, I know it has something to do with a brown avocado because he's heard me tell the story so many times. But that's what it is. And I don't think everyone understands it's the aging process and it's the root cause of aging and why we age. So I think it's important that everyone does understand. We were just listening to a podcast last night all about hormones and menopause and how oxidative stress is the root cause of why so many women struggle with menopause. So I do think it's important, and I'll try to break it down in a way that isn't so boring. But you know, when you cut an avocado or an apple in half and you leave it in your kid's lunchbox and it comes back, they won't eat it because it's brown and gross, or you leave it on the counter. That's aging. The avocado or the apple is old, and it's because of oxidative stress. It's because the cells of the fruit have been exposed to environmental toxins, otherwise known as free radicals, in the air. And that same aging or browning happens inside our bodies to our cells when we breathe in air. And you can't avoid it. And I'm guessing, Terry, that you have very health savvy people listening, right? Like, I know for me that, like, my kids sleep on an organic mattress. We have a whole house air filter, a whole house water filter. We eat organic food. Like, my kids grew up eating kale and quinoa. And I mean, that was before we knew kale wasn't so good. But anyway, like, you get my point. And the point is, you cannot avoid it. One of my kids actually had significant temper tantrums all the time. And it was because she had, I don't know if she had like multiple chemical sensitivity, but she, like paint, or if we, you know, low VOC paint, there's lots of things that we can't avoid. Somebody else uses chemicals on their grass or the planes overhead. We can't avoid. Wi-Fi is the worst culprit.
I was just going to say EMF. Oh yeah, my gosh.
Yes. And I mean, look, my phone is right here. I love it. I use it. We do turn it off at night. I try, you know, like, I have a little thing on my phone. I do what I can to mitigate it, but we can't avoid these free radicals in the air that our culture has told us that we have to use unless you live off grid. We're actually exposed to something like 300 septillion free radicals every day per day. And we're conditioned to combat that process by consuming antioxidants. So eating your kale and drinking your smoothies and taking vitamin C and all of the things that are great. I would never say don't do that. But an antioxidant combats one free radical. It's a one-to-one ratio. And so when we use that as our method to combat the aging process, which is oxidative stress, I hate to say that what people are doing isn't effective, because that's just, everybody should continue to do those things, but we need more leverage. Does that explain it?
I feel like sure. Okay. I heard somebody recently say, you know, you just can't eat that many blueberries to make, it may have been you.
If your job, so there's a good analogy that I like, that imagine that someone's house was on fire and you showed up with a Dixie cup of water. The culture that we have created for ourselves with Wi-Fi, using that as the example, that's what it's like to show up with our kale and blueberry smoothie. It's like showing up to a forest fire, a house fire, with a Dixie cup of water, being like, okay, I'm gonna fight oxidative stress with my kale smoothie. It's just, we need more leverage.
Yes, it makes so much sense. And you're right. It's not to dishearten people, because I certainly eat whole foods and really try to make the right decisions on a holistic level for my body and my family, because it's helping in other ways, you know, absolutely. But you're right, when it comes to oxidative stress, that makes, yes, absolute sense. So Hillary, let's bring you in and get your two cents on all of this.
Sure. So I didn't really know what oxidative stress was until I had so many things going on with my health all at once about 5 years ago. And I literally felt like I was falling apart. And I had a friend for a year. She's like, I have something that can help. I have something that can help. But I was doing all of these other things. I was seeing other practitioners. I was using homeopathy. And the reason we got connected was over a post on Facebook through a mutual friend about mold. And we were both, I dealt with what you were dealing with. I'm like, and I found something, right? When I finally said yes, I found something that helped. And oxidative stress is really just another word for inflammation. Wouldn't you say that, Joy? It's like synonymous with inflammation. And I was riddled with it. And so that's the one thing that was introduced to me to reduce this herbal blend to reduce oxidative stress that started to give my body a little leverage and a little less, I wasn't struggling so much. And I started to feel better, and my body had energy to start putting in to healing things versus just trying to survive. Like, I was literally in survival mode, and my house was on fire. Like, this house was on fire.
Yes. Oh, and I mean, how crazy, and I love it that I commented on a mutual friend's and previous podcast guest's post about some mold exposure at her son's school. And
yes. You shared a picture of your leg, and then I shared a picture of my leg.
And how great that we just connected, and then same sort of thing that I came across you, and we just started having this conversation, and just, wow, what an impact it's had. But my house was on fire as well. And even though, again, like you, I was doing all the things, and it was helping, like doing the saunas and to pull the toxins out and taking certain supplements, eating, changing my entire diet to make sure I was eating organic whole foods. Oh my gosh, taking the Epsom salt baths and using the clay on my skin. And again, just doing everything I possibly could. But there was, and I kept thinking, there's something else. Why is this rash holding on? What is going on with this? Yeah. Joy, you look like you're ready to say something.
You know what? You intuitively, I just feel really called to say it's not our fault. It's not our fault that we have this inflammation. I know that for me, I've felt really frustrated. Like, I do all of the things, and it's not our fault that we're exposed to these things. Like, going back, thinking about my daughter, like, oxidative stress is aging. And because of the toxins that just our world bombards us with that we cannot avoid, like, it's not just what you on your person are doing in your house. It's what we're exposed to when we go out into the world isn't our fault. And kids are aging and having this inflammation also. Like, and it's just, that's what I want to say. It's not our fault.
No, I agree. You know, it's fascinating. And again, I'm not going to get into a big debate about this, but, and not with you guys, with just the world in general. Sometimes I'll hear this plane flying really super low, like over and over and over and over our house. And we live on an island, on Hilton Head Island. And I understand there's, you know, a lot of marshes and water and so forth. And I was like, what is that plane? And then I was on Nextdoor, an app, and somebody was like, what is this plane always flying around? It was like, oh, that's the spray to keep the mosquitoes under control. And I was like, I don't even have a say in that. Like, it makes me want to just hide in my house and seal it off and be like, what am I inhaling when I walk outside?
Oh, okay. You actually, and I don't want to, you're leading us, but I just want to say, so I had my first, my third son when I was 40 years old, and I had taken a whole class on environmental toxins. It was when the conversation, he's 11 now. So it was when this conversation about environmental toxins was just starting to come out, right? It wasn't like mainstream, maybe it's not mainstream yet, but not everybody knew what it was. And so when I first took this class and I was pregnant and then I had a newborn, I was insane. like I felt like, oh, I can't play at your house. You just got new carpet, or we're renovating our basement. Like I have to leave the house because I can't breathe in the few. Like I made myself crazy. And what I want to say is that's not health or wellness either. Being stressed about the things that we cannot avoid. I always tell my clients, like, do what feels reasonable, right? Like I've given up plastic for the most part because that felt very easy for me. I got new pans. There are some things that feels very easy. Giving up Wi-Fi or not going outside, or for a while I was paranoid to let my kids play in the grass, which like it's crazy, or not letting my kids go in the pool because there's chlorine. So this herbal blend that you're talking about, for me, I don't have a massive health transformation with it. What it gave me was peace of mind.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you brought that up because it is really easy to go down the rabbit hole and just think, because when we discovered the history of this house that it had been condemned for toxic mold, that, you know, they lied on the disclosure, no one told us. Then here I was, the canary in the coal mine, living, found it in the ducts under the floors behind drywall. So when the remediation processes were started, I moved out. Like I left my family and moved out because I was like, I can't be around this. When we ripped the carpet out upstairs and found remnants of mold under the carpet, I moved out. Like I had to keep leaving because I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to kill me. It's going to kill me, because that's where I felt, because my body was just in such just horrific disarray, which is putting it mildly. So yeah, but it is, you're right, it is easy to then go down that rabbit hole to be like, oh, maybe if I just sit in my corner.
Yeah, because right? mold tipped my bucket. Like we talk about body burden, but right, body burden, and we have all these toxins coming in, and like how well is our body able to manage them and detox them? So my experience, like the mold, I think was the tipping point for me. But I also discovered that I had poor detox pathways. Not everybody has good detox pathways. And so I didn't sweat. Like I was up in New Jersey, but whenever I came down to Savannah to visit my son, I always felt better because it was hot and humid down here and I was sweating all the time. So that and lots of other reasons we left New Jersey and I'm in Savannah. But yeah, it's that body burden. It's that bucket getting so full because things aren't draining and then things come out. And like for us, it came out to our skin, our biggest organ. And for as miserable as I was, I literally thanked God every day that this came out through my skin, because if it didn't, where was it going?
Oh,
right. Where is it going? What might it turn into? So, I mean, it was a long road, a long healing process. I'm still getting rid of the last bits of it, but I am so grateful that it was where I could see it, because there's so many stories of people that look like they're the epitome of health. And then you find out that they get these diagnoses. And it's like, if you go to PubMed.gov and you put in oxidative stress and then, you know, the bar populates, you see a laundry list of things that you just don't ever want to have in your life. And so, like Joyce said, I feel like this is leverage for my health. And I feel like it gives me peace of mind because we've got the helicopters around here also, the yellow ones spraying for mosquitoes. And yeah, it's just, it's unavoidable. We would all have to be like in a bubble, like the boy in the bubble. Everybody here is old enough to know about that movie, right?
John Travolta, right?
Plastic bubble, John Travolta. Like we would all have to live our lives like that. And that's just, it's not reasonable.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I could sit here and talk. I geek out on science. I geek out on trauma recovery. And I don't know if either of you can talk about the trauma relation part of it, because I know for me, everybody said, why didn't the rest of your family get like super sick like you? And I was like, oh, I was the canary in the coal mine. Like I didn't understand that the impact of trauma, my early childhood trauma had caused me to live in this constant state of hyper arousal. And it really took a toll. I didn't understand on my immune system, my body. And so Does that also play into the oxidative stress part of it?
Joy, do you have a thought about that? I know I have a thought about that.
No, let's hear your thought, Hillary.
So you introduced me as a healer and as an intuitive. One of the modalities that I work with is called craniosacral therapy, and we're working with the nervous system. And most people are living in a very high sympathetic state, that go, 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 perpetually being chased by a tiger. And over time, if we don't get the two parts of our nervous system to balance, we get stuck here. And it's the parasympathetic that helps us rest, restore, rejuvenate, rebalance. And so if we're always living in a sympathetic state, everything that we're doing is taking so much more energy and effort. We're not really, we're functioning, but we don't have optimal function. And that's when like the littlest things can tip us over the edge. And we have this like this just cascade of things falling apart, because it's almost like everything that we're doing is a house of cards. You know, when we've had that much trauma and we're in that much of a sympathetic state. So that's
awesome.
That's my like spin on it.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that. Thank you.
And so it's interesting that a lot of times people ask me like, will I feel my oxidative stress go down? And not everybody does, right? Like you don't always feel your cholesterol going up and down. You don't feel initially, like if you had cancer, you wouldn't feel that. But exactly what Hillary said is what I noticed. So I have three kids. We have very high life stress in our house often. And I used to fly off the handle really easily. It's a whole other subject. We'll save for maybe another time, but I had breast implant illness. And so I went from 0 to 10. There was no in between. Like I could not regulate my emotions. And one of the things that I noticed, part of it was removing implants, but the healing from that was reducing my oxidative stress, gave me a second, like, cause it lowered the body burden. And so it gave me a second to take that deep breath and be like, guys, I'm feeling really frustrated. Please listen to my words. Like, you know what I mean? And that's what I see. So is my nervous system regulated? No, probably not. Like, do I still have trauma to address? Yes, absolutely. But it takes that bucket down a little bit lower. So I'm able to handle that stress a little bit better. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure. Yes. That's such a great, yeah. I mean, both of your answers really help clarify exactly that. I know. And just to go back to Hillary's point for just one second, or maybe it was my point, I don't remember, talking about, I think when I had said, how everybody was saying, oh, why are you the only one that was sick, Terry, and nobody else? And I had talked about my history and my system just being weakened. What Hillary had said earlier about, you know, it came through my skin, but we don't know what's going on. Like if it is being stored and just not showing its ugly face yet with other family members. I know our dogs started to have some really bad issues and like vomiting and pooping blood. And so, you know, we were going to the vet and saying, what's going on? They were like, oh, it's just allergies, or, oh, it's just this, and doing testing. And so once we were able to remediate and bring in some very supportive products for them, oh my gosh, like they're doing great, both dogs. It's really helped Max, who was just a constant licker with his allergies and what he was experiencing here in this house.
And the best part about dogs is there's no placebo effect, animals. So this herbal blend is an activator, which I don't think we talked about, which is different than supplementation. And Joy, you talk about that so beautifully. Can you explain what the difference is, like how it's different?
Oh, sure. I feel pressure now. I don't know what you like that I say, but basically it's, we're used to supplementation. I like to use melatonin as an example. I don't sleep, so I'm going to supplement and take melatonin, right? So it's just sort of filling up that hole temporarily that will maybe alleviate a symptom, but it's not solving the root cause problem. And when you remove the supplement, then, you know, you're back to square one. What I like about activation is it's literally activating your body to heal itself, because the body is innately designed to heal. We just have to give it the right conditions. I use an example. If anybody out here has kids, I think we three here have all been in that situation where we've had little kids, maybe a baby in our arms and a toddler at our feet when we had to cook dinner. And we can do it. Like, most moms are capable of cooking with one arm and holding and managing the kids. Like, it, we function, but it's not optimal functioning. And when a spouse or a loved one comes home and takes the kids outside, and now we have an hour to ourselves, well, not only are we cooking dinner, we're going to check the mail, unload the laundry, unload the dishwasher. We might talk to a friend. We might send an email. We might make a reel. We'll jot down podcast ideas, and we've made dinner and packed lunches for the next day. And that's the body under stress. There's a difference between I can do it and optimal functioning.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted me to say, Hillary?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great analogy. You know, and also, like, to even simplify it more, it's like turning on and off a light switch or a dimmer switch. You know, oxidative stress turns off switches or turns down switches. And we're supporting our body, like, on a cellular level, which is different than supplementation, to turn all those switches back on, so things are working again like they did when we were younger. Because, you know, everybody says, oh, aging sucks, it's horrible, I got this, that, and the other thing. And it doesn't have to be that way. Like, there, we can support our body in a way where it, we can age with health and longevity, and we can feel good. And I know that's what I want, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And like what I saw with my grandparents, I'm like, I am not, like, that is not going to be me. You know, I'm going to do what I can to help create better health. And just spiraling back to, you were talking about canary in the coal mine. Hi, that's me too. I think every office space I had when I first opened my practice had some sort of mold. I had a couple times a year did a woman's retreat at a sleepaway camp off season that had mold. So I think I had plenty of mold exposure in like a short period. It's not that short, over a certain number of years. And then I had mold in my office space under the carpet. And that just, whatever, that was the tipping point for me. But there were so many things going on. And I was also like vacillating between anxiety and depression. Like, I was like ping ponging all the time. Now I realize I was also in perimenopause. Like, it's amazing how hindsight is so wonderful. But I remember being halfway through the bottle that my friend literally brought to me and said, here, take this. I was reaching for the CBD oil less. That's what I was using to try to like calm myself down. And then my intuition said, you don't want to be without this. And then I noticed I started to regulate. Like, I wasn't ping-ponging high and low. I was actually like felt elevated, and I felt even for the first time in years. Like, I didn't even know I had a problem, because that was my baseline and that was my normal. And so now I just feel like I function more evenly. It's not that I still don't get anxious or I still don't get sad. I mean, life happens, but I'm able to recalibrate a lot quicker. And that feels like such a big gift, because I'm also an empath. So it's like, yes, canary in the coal mine, empath, lots of things. So like, it's helping me stay even and grounded and able to function even when things get really hard. You froze, Terry.
Yeah, twinsies, you and me.
Twinsies.
Do what?
I'm your soul sister. Soul sister.
Yeah, right. Well, I know for me, you and I had talked about when I started taking this, Yes, my skin. Oh my gosh, like the changes in my skin. But the beautiful little perky side effect, as I like to call it, was being able to be out on the beach, because I had talked about wide open spaces. And again, you know, the audience who've been here have heard me talk about it. And all of a sudden, this joyous beach that I loved being on, you know, it was causing issues because open sky, open ocean, open beach, you know, nowhere to hide and dive. And it was just old traumas, issues arising. You know, I'd been peeling back the layers, doing a lot of healing work. And then I was able to sit out there and not have to be under an umbrella and just enjoy the beach again. And it just was such an amazing, because like you said, I was no longer doing, you know, up, down. I was just kind of staying at this steady. And that was just such an extra gift that came
I remember when you sent me that text message and like my heart just burst open. I was crying tears of joy. I was so happy for you. I knew like that was monumental. That was monumental. And had I, you know,
yes,
kept my mouth shut, you would not be out on the beach. So,
right. Oh my gosh. Well, I know we could sit here. Some of us are on time constraints that we were limiting ourselves to a half hour or so, and we probably have about another 5 minutes or so left. I certainly want to give both of you the opportunity to, you know, address or talk about anything that you're feeling maybe intuitively moved to talk about.
I feel clear. What about you, Hillary?
You feel like we've covered everything? Hillary, am I frozen?
No, you're not frozen.
Yeah, I mean, all right, good. I think I'm good.
Awesome. All right. Well, gosh, this has just been so incredibly insightful. I mean, I've certainly learned a lot. As always, whenever I talk with you guys, I just feel I learned so much more about what was happening in my body that I just really didn't understand what was happening. And this has been such a gift to have this come into my life. So thank you both.
Thank you, Terry.
Terry, thanks for having us. And so grateful for your...
Oh, for sure. So how, if people... Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm just so grateful for you and that we connected. And it's just like, I'm all about helping people. And so I just love being able to see positive changes in people's lives.
Yeah. Well, I certainly too want to give people, you know, I always believe that we just resonate on an energy level with people. So if people want to connect with you or find out about your services and what you do, how do they find you, Hillary?
I'm in Savannah, Georgia. I see in-person clients. I also do remote healing. My website is Awakening, AWAKENING, the number 4, Wellness, WELLNESS.com. And that's how you could reach out to me.
Awesome. And then Joy, how do folks connect with you or find your work?
They can follow me. My website is under construction, so that will be happening soon. But for now, you know, on social media is probably the best place. Joy Hawk Nutrition on Instagram, or just Joy Hawk on Facebook.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, thank you, ladies, so much for being here, for joining us, folks. I'm going to be posting a lot more information about all of this and what we've talked about. I'll put links and so forth in the show notes, I guess I always say show notes because I do the podcast, and so I'm used to saying show notes. So I guess in the comment section of the Facebook Live. So be sure to check that out and scroll down. So yeah. All right. Well, thanks, ladies, and everyone. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, until next time, be gentle with yourself. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Terry. Bye.
All right. Hey, everybody. Terry Welbrock here. Just wanted to thank you again for being a part of this healing space and my Hashtag Hope for Healing Journey. Thank you for sharing, liking, inviting others to join, listening in. You've really helped this show blossom. It has now been downloaded in 136 countries and is in the top 2% globally out of 3.2 million shows, which is just amazing. And it's all because of you and your tuning in and inviting others and sharing and liking and loving. And your reviews on Apple really help too. My goal is to hit 100 five-star reviews by the end of the year. And I am closing in on that. So if you are listening in on Apple or Apple Podcasts, please go and rate the show and leave a review if you absolutely love it. And I would be most appreciative. Also, if you would like to receive my monthly Hope for Healing newsletter, please be sure to go to terriwellbrock.com. It's T-E-R-I, just one R, W-E-L-L-B-R-O-C-K.com. And I have a gift to send you for signing up for that monthly Hope for Healing newsletter. Plus, there are many other resources listed on that page, including a resource library. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.